Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Rob and Bob Public Podcast. And today we are going to be talking about Endgame in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Rob saw Endgame last night, and he promised not to spoil it. So let's begin. To start, we are going to do a quick, brief summary, maybe about 5 minutes, about what happened from the beginning to before Endgame. So, you want to start?
I guess it all started off with Iron Man, right? 2008.
Yeah, that was the very first one. It was pretty crazy because, like, they were very trying to think of how to put this. They were really on the fence about the whole idea because Robert Downey Jr. was a mess at the time, and they were, like, going bankrupt when they started deciding to try to put the universe into action.
I mean, yeah, it was after Robert Downey Jr. had gotten over some things, but I mean, I feel like it's like the perfect casting.
Mm-hmm. I don't think anyone can replace him as Iron Man.
But like moving forward, we got Thor and Captain America later on. Those were like the original three, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Then they introduced Black Widow and Iron Man 2. And Hawkeye was in the first Thor movie as like a kind of a cameo. Not really did anything. He just like went for an assault rifle and changed his mind for some reason. Like, come on, Hawkeye. We all know you're taking the bow.
I mean, 2012, we got to Avengers, and that kind of set a precedent for other superhero movies that had not been reached before.
Yeah, I just realized we completely skipped Incredible Hulk.
No one remembers Incredible Hulk.
Yeah, I think the world skipped Incredible Hulk.
I mean, they changed the actor and everything. It's barely canon.
Yeah. They mention it once in Avengers that Harlem existed in Hulk universe, and that's about it. So, Avengers, Loki bad guy, introduces us to Thanos as the big bad, using Loki to try to use the Mind Stone, I believe, to...
Yeah, the Mind Stone.
To do his whole bidding and summon his army. Do you think that was Thanos trying to wipe out half the universe on Earth?
Yeah, I think that's what he'd been doing beforehand, and he sent Loki to do his bidding on Earth, and obviously he failed because of all the Avengers.
Mm-hmm. And that was when Iron Man had his first near-death experience that kind of drove him from being quite the crazy, kooky guy to genuinely has some mental issues that he needs to get over.
Yeah, I mean, Avengers 1 kind of caused a bit of PTSD for Tony, and you see that in Iron Man 3 when he's having panic attacks. And that's why I feel like, in my opinion, it kind of solidifies Iron Man as sort of the main protagonist of the MCU.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Iron Man 3 did a great job personifying him as a real person and not just a caricature of some rich guy who likes to mess around.
He's got one of the best character arcs, in my opinion. It's fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Then after Iron Man 3, there was Thor: The Dark World, which I haven't seen since it came out.
Honestly, that's the only one that I haven't seen.
You haven't seen it?
It's the one MCU movie I haven't seen because I heard it was so bad.
Well, I'll give you a recap of what happened. Basically, Thor... I'm trying to remember what happened.
I know the basic plot details.
Yeah. Padme Amidala finds the Reality Stone.
It's the Sludge Stone.
An elf kills Thor's mom.
Yeah, very sad.
She gets a Viking funeral. And then we never see Jane Foster again.
Yeah. Let's see. Was Guardians after Age of Ultron, or...?
I have actually no idea.
I mean, it doesn't really matter in terms of the timeline, but...
I mean, I'm pretty sure, like... In a chronological sense, they don't. Because I remember reading that Guardians 1 and 2 were like took place like a week out from each other, even though they came out at very different times.
Yeah, but speaking of Guardians, those have to be like top three, you know, non-Avengers movies. Like, those are great.
Dude, I think they're probably some of the top Avengers movies even. I mean, if I were to name a favorite, it'd probably be Guardians 2.
Guardians 2 is very good.
That, like, that super emotional moment where, like, he spills the beans about his mom, that I was visibly, like, yeah. Shook. And you can see it in Peter when he just, like, he comes out of the trance that was on him. That was quality.
And like skipping a little bit to Infinity War, kind of that moment sort of foreshadows what Quill ends up doing on Titan, where he just acts so emotionally when he knows that someone that he loves, his life is threatened or ended.
Mm-hmm. But going back before the big climax, let's just quickly do the quick thing with, so Thor Dark World, Winter Soldier, Bucky Barnes is turned out to be alive. He has, Captain America has less faith in his government. Then there's...
Age of Ultron, we get Iron Man acting on his PTSD again, trying to put a shield around the world, ends up creating a enemy of them.
Mm-hmm. Scarlet Witch and Quicksilver are introduced, and then Quicksilver is unintroduced almost as fast.
We get Vision.
Vision.
The Mind Stone.
Yes. He comes in. He's basically just Ultron 2, but Thor made him this time after he had a vision in a bathtub. Then, after Avengers 2, Doctor Strange and Spider-Man, we basically just introduced to them. And we get the Time Stone.
Basically, we get to Infinity War. I mean...
Yeah, Ant-Man and the Wasp kind of happened, but they didn't really have any impact on Infinity War. And Civil War, we can't forget Civil War.
Right. Tony and Captain America get a little bit of a falling out over their ideals.
Yeah, Iron Man has even more personality built up.
Absolutely.
Probably one of the saddest moments I've seen. I was genuinely upset when I learned the truth about his parents.
Yeah, I mean, I would have acted irrationally too.
I was kind of hoping that he would win, but no, he didn't.
Well, I mean, he was seconds away from murdering Captain America.
Well, and Cap broke his core or whatever.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, then basically that leads up to Infinity War, where they're no longer on talking terms, and Gamora gets got, Loki gets got, Heimdall gets got, and then everybody else gets got with a snap.
Yep, Thanos succeeds. His plan succeeds.
Yep. He snaps his fingers, and everyone just poofs.
Yep, half the universe is wiped out.
Leaving the original six, Captain America, Iron Man, Thor, Hulk, Black Widow, Hawkeye, and then a couple other side characters such as Bucky and I guess Rocket Raccoon, kind of.
Yeah.
He was a strange one to live.
Then that leaves us with Endgame.
Which we're not going to talk about.
Right.
So next we're going to talk about our favorite moments from the everything leading up to Endgame. So like, what's your favorite moment to occur not in Endgame?
Basically, what I love is all the character moments where it shows character growth, the end of character arcs. So, basically...
No spoilers.
No spoilers. I'm not talking about Endgame here. I'm talking about, you know, in Iron Man, we get his change from a militaristic dude, and then obviously he goes against that, and then he has the PTSD in New York, and that leads to Age of Ultron. I just love that entire arc because it shows his changing character and then how he has to react to what he's seen.
I 100% agree. Iron Man is also an amazing character. Captain America, he's kind of interesting because a lot of people don't like him as much as Iron Man, even though I think he's a really good character.
There's a lot of big fans of Captain America.
Yeah. Especially how... he goes through so much hard crap in his life, such as losing Peggy, losing being like thrust into a world he doesn't recognize. And yet he's still the optimistic guy he was back in Brooklyn.
Absolutely.
Even after Winter Soldier, when the government's turned against him, he saves Bucky, saying that beautiful line, "I could do this all day."
I mean, that's what Captain America is all about. It's that undying hope. That's what he stands for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How about individual moments? Like, what one scene solidified this as, like, an amazing moment? Like, because the moment you gave me was kind of an entire journey.
Yeah. I think in... Can we talk about Infinity War?
Yeah, we can talk about Infinity War.
Okay, Infinity War, when Thor gets his axe and he comes into Wakanda,
and
he just is just, he's so powerful. He has finally, you know, reached his peak almost. That was such an awesome moment for me.
Yeah, that's definitely, especially when the music kicks in and it all takes off. For me, I mean, there's a lot of them, I'll be honest. Like the one in Guardians I mentioned earlier was definitely one of my favorites. I think Civil War, like as we're watching Iron Man watch his parents get murdered, that, ooh boy.
And you just see Tony's face and he hates.
That glare he gives Winter Soldier as he's watching it, like that slow turn just to look at him and then watch back to the screen.
All of his logic just melts away, his whole character, and he's just, you killed my mom.
And then it's revealed that Captain America knew, but he didn't know exactly what had happened. He knew that they were killed, but he didn't know the Winter Soldier did it. Was that what it was?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then Iron Man just goes, all right, whatever, puts his helmet on, freaking pimp slaps Captain America across the floor and just takes off after Winter Soldier.
It's a good moment.
It's a great moment. And that fight was one of the most intense fights. Like, that movie gave us the airport battle, which was super fun, but, like, there was no danger, really. I mean, they were all just throwing fisticuffs, but no one was really, like, we were worried about them. But OMG, was I thinking Winter Soldier was going to get murdered.
I agree. I mean, any character in that fight could have just died, and it would have been warranted.
Yeah, the only person I think that might have been pulling punches was Captain America.
Yeah, I mean, but it showed that Iron Man's not something to mess with.
Mm-hmm. Still kind of bummed he lost, but I mean, if he would have won, they would both be dead, so it makes sense.
Your bias is showing.
What? Nah, maybe a little. All right, so great moments. For the last couple minutes, we're gonna ask our buddy David here, like, what he thought of Endgame, what should we look forward to, and no spoilers, because I will be mad.
Okay, I'm not going to spoil you. I will just say that Endgame is everything that I wanted, everything I kind of expected, with a few twists, of course. But it's such a good conclusion to this arc of the MCU. It is exactly the ending that the creators obviously wanted, and something that the fans want, and it's just the perfect ending.
It's good to hear Ant-Man climbs into his butthole and explodes.
Well, I mean, I'm not trying to spoil.
But... Oh, yeah. Sorry. No spoilers, but that probably happens. Anyway. Oh, shoot. I was going to ask you a question, but I forgot what it was.
That's unfortunate.
Do you think it's better than Infinity War?
See, I've been asking myself this question all day since I watched it last night, and I keep going back and forth. What it comes down to is that...
No spoilers.
Infinity War is just the entire time. It's action-packed, just like that. But Endgame, it's so much more emotional after the events of Infinity War that it's a whole different movie, and it's really hard to compare them. So I think they're both, like, tens.
That's good. What's your favorite Marvel movie, actually?
My favorite? Infinity War.
That's a good one.
I mean, before I saw Endgame, they're probably about even, but it would be Infinity War, and not counting Avengers movies, I would probably say Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
See? A lot of people say the first Guardians was better, but I think the second one was. It had a lot more character development.
They're both very strong, but yeah, I agree.
All right, yeah. Shoot. My favorite would probably be Endgame, even though I haven't seen it.
Looking forward to it that much, right?
Oh, I'm freaking crazy about it. I'm seeing it Monday.
It's coming close.
I know. I'm trying to avoid the internet as much as physically possible, but it's hard.
As you should.
Oh, yeah. It's probably better and healthy, too. Although when I'm not on the internet, I'm just staring at a wall. All right. So we're going to wind this down to an ending. So thank you all for joining us this evening. Be sure to let us know what you thought and somewhere. Maybe email us or something. I don't know. I'm not giving you my email, so you'll have to figure it out for yourself. But yeah, we'll see you next time on the Rob and Bob Public Podcast. Thank you guys, and have a great rest of your evening.
Thank you.